if they weren't careful, so they were
careless.
If you were talking about somebody, let's see, if somebody said a person acted kind of queer, how would you think that meant?
Well, I know exactly what it meant, but I think I'd say peculiar.
Uh-huh.
As being more specific, what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Queered me makes people start thinking, well, what's he saying, you know? I mean, I think they, as soon as you say queer, I think people start saying, do you mean homosexual?
Oh, yeah,
you
know? Right. Yeah, nowadays. See? Yeah, so that's a word that the
yeah,
meaning
well,
is.
If an English person said, this man was really queer, you know, I would know
exactly
how,
yeah.
precisely what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to stop and think how it was used.
Mm-hmm. No, Wayne, would you believe that doesn't surprise me at all? Would you believe it? Yours probably never off 1 second in 20 years.
No, I tell you, if it was off very much, I'd get it repaired.
I'm sure you would. Oh, boy. Somebody who makes up his own mind about something and nobody can make him change it, you say that person's really...
I'd say stubborn or obstinate.
Mm-hmm. Now, a person who was... somebody who is easily offended. One of the words you mentioned before was that feisty had a sort of meant that a person that you know might get. Do you know any other words that you might mean for somebody who's easily offended?
No, easily offended. Feisty, I meant was quick to rebel.
Yeah, quick to rebel.
Yeah.
Right, more than easily
but,
offended.
Yeah, not necessarily easily offended, but
right.
quick to come back.
Right, I think. Yeah.
But that's easily offended, I would say. Chip on his shoulder.
That touchy, would you ever use that
yeah,
word?
Yeah, touchy. Yeah, I said it's touchy.
Now,
I'd probably say they were crazy. And I'd probably say, that's where I think everybody's paranoid now.
You're paranoid.
Because there are so many paranoid children.
Right.
I'm beginning to recognize them. So.
Yeah, if somebody, if somebody was paranoid and you started kidding them about something, they'd probably get...
probably get violent or troubled. I mean, I can see him getting troubled really easy.
If you were in a burning building and there were people in it, somebody might say, just keep
calm.
If you've been working real hard outside, and you might come in and say you were really
pooped, exhausted, spent.
Now, if you were very, very tired, you'd say you were
exhausted.
All...
exhausted.
Okay. Would you ever use wear out? You'd say,
yeah, I'd say I'm worn out. Yes, I would.
If a person had got some sort of a disease or something, would you say that they got sick or took sick or...
I wouldn't say that ever they took sick.
You always would say
they got sick. Became sick or became
yeah.
ill, but I'd say they probably got sick.
If somebody, especially in the wintertime, was sitting in a draft, you might say, you better be careful or you're going to...
catch cold. Only I don't really believe that.
Oh, yeah. if somebody caught cold and it affected their voice and it sounded like this, you'd say they're sounding...
hoarse.
And if they were doing this, you'd say they had a...
cold.
Now... if it was late at night,